I'm Jackie.
And I'm Logan, and you're listening to Higher Ed Social, Episode 62.
This week, we talked with Cassie Allen, who we have a lot in common, weirdly. So Cassie and I are both Geneseo alum, and we both live in Albany. But we actually didn't know we had these things in common until we happened to meet each other at a Albany area Geneseo alumni event, where we realized we had all this in common. Plus, we both work in higher ed. And Cassie is the assistant director for Phonathon and Young Alumni Giving at Siena College here in Albany. So we talk a lot about that and what's going on with her life now that Phonathon is over and that she has some free time.
We talk about some of our favorite podcasts, which is funny because this is a podcast. But we also talk about Cassie's free-roaming rabbit, George. Does not live in a cage. He literally, like, goes around the apartment. And I think he poops in a litter box, so that's interesting. Jackie and Cassie also talk about the times they've been mistaken for students on campus, which is a problem I don't have anymore. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes.
So Phonathon just ended last Sunday, and what really kind of was an interesting way my schedule worked, I was flexible with Phonathon, but Mondays I did 8:30 to 9 at night, so I was there, like, all day, and then I was able to take Friday off because I work on Sundays for Phonathon. So now that Phonathon's over, I am looking forward to a normal 8-hour Monday. So,
there you go.
Yeah, actually, I'll get to hang out with my roommate when I come home, have dinner with her. Be good.
That'll be so fun.
Phonathons are always a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you run the Phonathon, like, 100%?
I do. I manage it, yeah. Wow. I loved it. I would still love it, but now that it's over, I'm sad.
Oh. Until next year.
Until next year.
Yeah. It's nice to hear it's such a positive thing.
Yeah, I mean, you just work with so many different students.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, one of my shining moments this year is I hired someone for the second semester who I did not realize was a transfer student in. And so I was like, oh, how's, like, your semester going? She's like, well, it's going good. Like, I transferred in, but, you know, Phonathon's really helped me to, like, come out of my shell and talk to people. So I've made some more friends and stuff. I was like, wow, that's, like, amazing. That's so it's so more nice. Than just, yeah. So it's more than just a job for her, which made me feel good.
Wow. Changing lives.
Yeah. I mean, I hope I am.
You should, like, use that as the testimonial for people to give to Siena.
Yeah.
And also to join Phonathon.
Yeah. Maybe I'll use it in my recruiting posters.
Yes.
For next year.
Just have it be like a 30-second spot with Sarah McLachlan singing in the background.
Wow. Nothing too sad, though.
I mean, Sarah, I feel like Sarah McLachlan can get you to do anything, really. So yeah.
Pretty true.
That'll work.
Yeah. That'd work. I could do that. Mm-hmm. I'll write that into my proposal.
We need Sarah McLachlan. Sorry. Yeah.
Not sure I was going to work yet.
I need a bigger budget so I can hire Sarah McLachlan. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I need. Thank you so much.
So how have you been? I haven't seen you in like a year.
Yeah, I know. It has been so long. I've been good. I don't know. I feel like I go to work, come home, hang out with my roommate, play with my rabbit. Like I said, and we do have the cat as well. My mom was here 2 weeks ago, which was nice.
Fun.
Yeah, I go see my sister in Boston a couple times, so that's fun.
Nice. I still have to go to Boston. Still haven't been.
You haven't been ever?
I've never been.
Oh, gosh, it's so fun.
I gotta go.
Logan, it's, have you been?
Great things.
Yes, I've been several times.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
I can't believe Logan's been to Boston more times than I have. He doesn't even live in this time zone.
I used to go to conferences all the time, and I went to a lot of places. I don't travel as much anymore. Well, I mean, I still travel, but, you know. Sad I didn't get to see you. I was up there, like, a month ago.
Oh, really?
Wow, that was a long time ago.
It's
been a month.
It was kind of quick.
Yeah. Well, I was probably in Boston visiting my sister.
But
I wanted to be away from this place. And I had some frequent flyer miles. And so came up there and hung out with everybody.
Well, Albany is so fun.
It is?
I mean, at least I find it fun. really do find it fun.
I mean, we went. No. I think the only thing that we went to that I haven't been before is like ramen.
Oh, okay, I haven't done the ramen down by Beer Garden.
Yeah,
you did that the first time.
I said the only thing that I haven't that I didn't do this time that I hadn't done before was.
Oh, yes. I was gonna say we had a lot. You had a lot of new Almy experiences.
A couple.
What did you do last time?
We went. We like doubled the new experiences by going to this place that has crepes.
Oh, French press right next
to
Geary's.
I've heard very good things about French press.
We should go get French press.
Yes. You should definitely go there. You can wait for an hour and a half and get your food, and then eventually it might be warm.
That's not normal. What happened was not normal.
Yeah.
But the crepes are really good there. It's right next to McGeary's by the palace.
Oh, okay.
The crepe was really good. I'm not going to lie. It was good. It took an hour and a half. I don't know if it is an hour and a half good, but it was pretty good.
Yeah. I've read very good things, but aren't they closed on Sundays or something?
Yes.
Yeah, so I've always looked at it for a Sunday, and it's always been closed.
It's a huge bummer because I would 100% go get crepes right before I go to McGeary's to watch football, but I can't do that.
Yeah.
So I'm in with the owner now, and I'm going to see if I can get him to stay open on Sundays. At least open on Sundays during football season, because I'll totally be there.
And I just feel like they have the market.
Huh?
Both of you talked at the same time, so I missed it.
I said just for you. He would do it just for you.
Bills fans would come eat crepes.
Yeah. I mean, anyone would come and eat crepes on a Sunday morning.
It's a good Sunday morning thing.
Yeah.
Except people that are gluten-free.
You can make gluten-free crepes.
Does he make gluten-free crepes?
Probably. We could ask him to. Anyway.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, don't be.
I am.
We're real good people.
You guys are fun people.
And you are one of the few people that know both of us in real life.
Yeah.
For this show.
That's exciting.
Because what tends to happen is I find people on the internet and I'm like, you should be on this show. And they're like, okay. And then we just kind of like throw them in this environment and then we become friends with them.
That's cool though.
So at least you've met us before.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. Hello.
Thanks.
From the comfort of your living room.
I know. It's so nice.
It's just so convenient.
Yeah. Even though you're like down the block.
I know. This is the most I've seen you all month.
I know.
Why don't you introduce yourself so that people aren't question marking above their heads.
I'm Cassie Allen. Should I say my title?
You can do whatever you want. That's
okay.
The fun of the show.
Awesome. I'm Cassie Allen. I work at Siena College in their annual fund as their assistant director for Phone-a-thon and Young Alumni Giving.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Went to Geneseo with Jackie.
Yes, that is how I found Cassie.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know you were here, and we didn't really know each other in college.
No, not really, because you graduated the year before me.
I did.
And then we went to Great Night at Beer Garden.
A Geneseo alumni event.
Yeah, and it was so fun, and it's funny because I didn't ever picture myself living in Albany and, like, having friends in Albany. And then I went to the Great Night event, and
as I found, most people don't.
No. Yeah, and so there were just so many people from Geneseo that I was like, oh, you live here? You live here? Like, you graduated a year before me? That's, like, that's cool.
Yeah, it's been really weird to go to those alumni events and see people that graduated either in my year or the year before me and not recognize them at all.
Yeah.
Because, like, Geneseo is a small enough place that you pretty much, you might not know who that person is, but you've seen them before.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's like, I've never even seen you. Like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
So that's been fun. But yes, that's how Cassie and I met.
Yeah.
And we really kind of only see each other at Geneseo events, which
I know.
Is sad. Or randomly at the bar sometimes.
Yeah. On Halloween.
Yes. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
But, yeah, so how's it going? What's up? How's work? Well, Phone-a-thon's over, so I guess it's...
Phone-a-thon is over, yeah, which I am sad about because a majority of my position is working with them, and I love my students. They're such good kids, and I feel like I've really gotten to know them more in just a work-boss setting. Like, they come to me with, like, what issues they're having with their homework or their studies or even just, like, whatever's going on, and we just chat, and it's fun. And they're just such a lively group. And what was nice was this was my first full year in Phone-a-thon at Siena. So I really got to hire and train these kids myself rather than I inherited the students who were before me.
Right.
I wasn't going to cut them from the job. But this year I really got to train them and coach them myself, which was really nice. And I definitely saw a difference in their calling. So that was really good. So Phonathon is over now, which I am sad about. But so now we turn, our fiscal year ends May 31st. Ooh. So it ends this month, which is a little scary, but we're on track. And it's an exciting time of the year, despite how stressful it is.
Yeah, this is the crunch time for you.
Yeah, it really is. It's crunch
time for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's my crunch time, I think, ended last week. So I think I can breathe easy now.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's good. To some extent.
And well, I mean, it's been heart attack time for, I don't even know when heart attack started. I think this time last year.
Oh, wow.
Maybe so, you should see a doctor.
Long time.
Yeah, it's been a long year.
Yeah. And I feel like this year flew.
Yeah, it did, because it was so busy.
Yeah.
We had our big 125th celebration, and
I saw that. That looked really neat.
That's mm-hmm. really fun. What did you do for it?
Everything.
Like what?
Well, it was mostly focused around four big events, but we started out the year on Welcome Week. We had a huge music festival where it was called Belmont Battle of the Bands, where like four Belmont student bands and three alumni bands played. It's just a huge festival. Everybody showed up for it. It was on our brand new lawn. We opened a new building. We put banners up all over campus, one on the bell tower. We had a birthday party for the university. We had a bunch of ribbon cuttings. We had homecoming was huge. Our big annual giving week was huge. What else did we do? We launched our new $300 million campaign.
Wow.
We also had a lot of like themed events the whole year, centered around our 125th anniversary. Launched a bunch of new stuff around campus. I mean, it's been crazy. It's been a crazy year.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun though.
Yeah. I almost doubled my video input. Output. I made more videos this year than I ever have. I've done all kinds of crazy stuff on social media related to this. Started a podcast just for the 125th anniversary. I mean, lots of crazy stuff.
Wow. So what's in your podcast?
The podcast is kind of just stories from yesteryear, you know, stories from students, stories from faculty, alumni, and people on the board of trustees, and, you know, all kinds of just interesting stories. Now, they were recorded by StoryCorps. So StoryCorps came to campus and recorded these 20 or so stories, and then we edited them down to about 3 to 8 minutes and made a podcast out of it.
That's awesome.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I love podcasts.
They're nice.
Too. I really do. I listen every night.
You're
on one. I know. Yeah.
How exciting.
Every night before I go to bed.
Oh, that's cool. What are you listening to?
Last night I listened to Hidden Brain.
Oh, yeah. With Shankar Vedantam.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It's an NPR podcast.
Oh. Yeah. I love the NPR podcasts. I've NPR also Politics been listening to Modern Love.
I started listening to Modern Love as well.
Yeah.
I was taking the train back from Buffalo. They're pretty interesting.
Yeah. They're fun.
Mm-hmm.
This American Life, my fave.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Serial, I listen to as well. Kind of just like whatever's on around. Interesting.
Whatever's like on the top rated.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Yeah.
I've been listening to Trumpcast, Myths and Legends podcast, Presidential, which I really love that one. It's from the Washington Post. 538 Elections, Improvised Star Trek, Hardcore History, Hello from the Magic Tavern, NPR Politics, Planet Money, Nerdist, Radiolab. I mean, I have a bunch.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. Oh yeah. Freakonomics is fun. Yeah. Surprisingly Awesome is kind of awesome too.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. And I listen to Hidden Brain. Higher Ed Live. I've found a new one called Boxes the Weeds, which is interesting. It's a podcast where they kind of get into the weeds about policy that's going through stuff. Yeah, so I Serial, of course. I'm just kind of going through all my little podcasts. I have a whole bunch that I am subscribed to.
That's
so.
A lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. Well, I have to listen to more, but I will.
That's I pretty much listen to them on the way to work.
How far is your commute?
About 45 minutes. So it's usually long enough for one episode of something.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I love podcasts. Oh, so here's the cat walking across my keyboard.
Hi, cat.
Yeah.
Mine's sitting next to me.
Julie.
Aw. Bye, cat.
She's sweet.
Aw. So now that Phonathon's over, now you have a life back.
Yeah.
What do you do?
What do I do? I don't know. It's only been a week since Phonathon ended. And I was sick this week, so it's not a good indicator.
Oh, no.
I don't know. My roommate and I just got Fitbits together. So we're in our week 4 challenge. Yeah.
Oh, how's it going?
Well, we literally did this 2 hours ago.
So this week.
Yeah. So this week we'll start. My sister's in the challenge. A few of my friends from Geneseo are in the challenge.
Fun.
So yeah, and we're not, I didn't realize how competitive we were.
Oh,
so this will be fun. There's already some trash talk.
That's the whole point of it.
I know.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. So I love watching Jeopardy, so I'm excited to start watching that again. I know, so cheesy.
I'm now like super jealous about your Fitbit because I got rid of my Fitbit when I got my Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Apple and Fitbit don't talk to each other.
And it's
really frustrating. So Steve Jobs, if you can hear me right now, please talk to Fitbit because I want you to talk. Because then my friends all invite me to challenges, and it, like, looks like I don't take any steps. But I do take steps. Everyone's like, Jackie, like, why aren't you walking? I'm like, I am walking. I promise.
Well, you know what the Fitbit people say?
What?
They would love to work with Apple, but that would put them out of business.
Yeah.
Why would you buy a Fitbit? Why would you buy a Fitbit if you can use your Apple Watch?
Yeah. I think there was just a New York Times article about it.
Really?
Yeah. I think I read that yesterday about the Fitbit.
Yeah, I'll have to watch
how Fitbit's still struggling to get that market.
They've actually lost a lot of market share to Apple.
Yeah.
And they're kind of going under a little bit.
Yeah, I saw that.
So.
Well, I just bought a new one, so.
They came out with that, I want to say it's called the Surge one. The one that looks like an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, but really big and like kind of like an octagon, but not really.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that doesn't help my chances of Apple and Fitbit being friends.
Why not?
Yeah. Sorry.
And I actually went through to see if maybe there was like another app that like my Fitbit friends and my Apple Watch friends can all like live in the same competitive world, but that doesn't exist.
Nope.
That sucks.
Yeah.
So that's why I wear both.
But that's like,
that's a lot of risk.
That's a lot of stuff happening.
A watch and a Fitbit.
We're women. We like.
I know. I got bracelets and hair ties.
Yeah, like I have other things going on my wrists.
Yeah.
No, I can't dedicate both wrists to fitness. That's hard for me, Logan. It's just hard.
Sorry.
It's hard.
It's funny. Yeah. So other than that, I don't know. I'm excited to relearn what I do with myself after work.
Yes. Weird.
Yeah.
That was something I struggled with. Right when I graduated, of like having a schedule and like coming home and being like, now what? Like, what do I do? It's been very.
Yeah. So with Phonathon, I'd get out of work at 9, get home by 9:15, 9:30, struggle to park in the city of Albany.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the time I got in, I'm like, all right, I'm ready for bed.
Right.
But now I'm coming home at 4:30, 5 o'clock. I'm not going to go to bed.
Bed now? What do I do now?
Yeah. Yep, it's nice to be able to make dinner and not have to eat it from the Tupperware that I brought to work. So looking forward
to that. Nice.
Yeah. Nice. I know. I just like forget about this.
About all the little things you take for granted.
Yeah.
That's funny. So,
yeah. I'm just excited to hang out with my roommate again because she works at a bank and she usually opens. So we are on such opposite schedules. Like I would come home and she'd be sleeping and I'd be sleeping when she left in the morning. So.
Oh. Yeah. It stinks.
Yeah.
It makes nothing. But you have your bunny.
I do have my bunny, George.
Aww.
Yeah. We were just reminiscing today about how I bought him at Country Max in Geneseo. Do you remember Country Max?
Yes, I do. And that's why I made the face that I realized the viewers could not see.
Yeah.
I am surprised that your bunny is healthy and still alive.
He is. Yeah, he's thriving.
I'm surprised that you're able to take care of a small furry mammal.
Yeah, he's just like so cute and lovable, and he's really easy.
No, you know, that wasn't. That's just what the way Jackie said that. Just,
no, it's not.
She's like, I'm surprised your bunny's still alive.
Well, it's not a reflection of Cassie. Like, it's a reflection of where she bought the bunny. Like,
oh. Yeah,
it's the place that she purchased the rabbit, not her ability to parent a rabbit.
Thank you.
See, she wasn't offended. You got
no.
But where? What do you have to do to take care of a rabbit?
I change his litter every like twice a week, feed him, make sure he has pellet food and hay, and give him some carrots today, make sure he has water. And then otherwise, like, he has free roam of the apartment. I never close his cage unless he's like really annoying, which usually happens when we're eating, 'cause he'll try to eat our food. But other than that, he has free roam. We have two sets of stairs that he'll hop up and down. He and the cat are really good friends, so they'll both hop up on the couch and, like, nuzzle. It's so sweet.
That's so cute.
Yeah. It is really sweet.
I can't remember the last time I've, like, seen a rabbit, and I can't remember ever seeing a rabbit just, like, hanging out wherever it wants to hang out.
Yeah, he just lounges.
Is that, like, a normal thing, or is that just your unique parenting style?
You know, I want to call it normal. I didn't do a ton of research, to be honest, about rabbits before I bought him. So I'm going to go with normal.
Usually okay. They're in cages that I've seen, but
yeah,
I've never seen a free roam kitty, a bunny before.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, well, with the cat has roam of the apartment. So why shouldn't George, you know?
Fair treatment, man.
I guess.
Yeah. Do you let George?
I didn't know that you could litter train a bunny anyway.
Yeah. How does that work?
To be honest, I have no idea how it happened. It was just like one day. Well, when I had him at Geneseo, I kept him in the cage way more often just because people were always in and out of the house and the apartment. Right. So I got nervous with that. And then I guess he just learned that that's where he had to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, there's some accidents here and there, but.
Yeah, but nothing crazy.
But he's good.
Do you let him, like, hang out around when you're asleep, or do you close his cage?
Don't close his cage when I'm asleep.
Wow.
Unless he's in my room because there are just papers and wires he could get to.
Yeah. Oh.
But I usually close him out of my room anyway.
Oh, I was going to ask if he sleeps on your bed.
No, I wish.
Aw.
Yeah.
Nice.
It would be nice. But usually when I come downstairs in the morning, he's sitting on one of our dining room table chairs, like nestled under the table.
That's so silly. Oh, my gosh.
Like,
that's
so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. He really is just like a cat. But
he probably is learning from the cat.
Yeah.
Because animals do that when they're, like, together, I guess. Especially, I guess, cats and dogs.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, a dog will start to act like a cat or the other way around.
Yeah.
Which, if I could get a dog that acted like a cat, it'd be so nice.
Yeah.
Dogs act like cats. Cats act like cats.
Yeah, cats don't change for no one.
Yeah. Well, we have a cat back at home at my mom's house, and we got him after we already had our dog, and the dog would always come to the front door when, like, he heard the car and you're pulling up at the end of the day. And so the cat started doing that. So even now, Geppetto, our cat at home, will come up to the front door if he hears the car and knows you're there.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
My cat knows what it sounds like to, like, for someone to come in, like, to unlock the door. 'Cause she's always, like, jumping down and, like, coming up towards the door and, like, always at the door to greet me. And I'm like, hello. But I think that's just 'cause she's so fat and always hungry kind of thing. But
she's like, feed me.
You know, can't win them all.
Yeah.
But she's good. I don't have to ever worry about her chewing on cords.
Yeah, and that's the one thing with George. And what I don't understand is he will really only chew your phone charger cord.
Weird.
Everything else he does not touch.
That's odd.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Cats are so silly.
No.
And bunnies, I guess. I never had one. I don't think I even had friends that had them.
I know. I just walked into Country Max and he was the only bunny with the floppy ears, and I felt bad. I was like, I don't want to leave him here with the other pointy-eared rabbits.
Oh, you don't want him to feel bad about...
No, I didn't want him to feel bad.
His floppy ears.
Yeah.
Floppy ears are so cute.
I know.
How long can cats live? Or bunnies. That's bunny, sorry.
Like 10 or so years.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm going to have George for a while.
Yeah. Did you get him when he was a tiny little bunny?
Yeah, he was so little. Now he's like 6 pounds. He's bigger than the cat. He's like a small dog.
Wait, your 6-pound rabbit is bigger than your cat?
Yeah, the cat's really little.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Usually
cats I'm sitting like here 10, next to my pounds. Large 12-pound cat.
No, Jill, the cat is small.
Interesting.
And I'm pretty sure she's like full grown.
Your cat's 12 pounds?
She used to be 13. I think she's down a pound.
Mm. Have you weighed her?
I put her on a diet. She seems lighter and thinner.
Oh.
And less potato-shaped, if you will.
Speaking of potatoes, and this is really random, there's the cutest bunny Instagram called Worried Potato. And it is the cutest looking bunny that I've ever seen, and he really looks like a sad potato. Like, the name is so fitting.
Oh, I'm going to follow it.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Potato-shaped animals are the cutest animals, which are is they? Why my cat is so cute. Potato, what's it called?
Worried Potato.
Worried?
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is so exciting.
It's going to change your life.
Mr. Worried Potato, a.k.a. Tato.
Tato.
Tater.
So cute.
Oh my god, but actually.
It's so cute.
Wait, the description is, I look like a potato and I worry a lot. My brother is Yam. I am the CEO of Worried Potato and Company. And there's a website, worriedpotato.com.
Yeah, it's so cute.
It's so adorable. I guess we're just going to talk about, oh, it's potatoing on you the yoga mat. You so
just missed that, Jackie.
I'm looking at a potato rabbit.
I got my cat to give me a high five, and you missed
it. That was pretty cute.
I missed it. I'm sorry.
It's funny because I was like nervous to come on the podcast just because I've never done one, obviously. And naturally, all of my conversations go to animals. Like, I have so many other like things I could probably talk about.
Yeah, what else? I was about to say, what else is going on with you? Because we've talked about cats for a long time.
Well, the only other thing I can think of, in 2 weeks, I'm going to Boston for my sister's graduation.
That's exciting.
Yeah, she's graduating with her master's in higher ed, actually. So that's someone else you could chat with.
There we go. Yeah. Oh, we can have both of you on the show. Be so
It's funny. My mom's in higher ed at Stony Brook, and she's been in it for 30 years. And I never thought I would get into higher ed as well.
Yeah.
And then it happened.
What
and
then did she my do?
Sister did it.
What did she do at Stony Brook?
She's the assistant dean of the med school at Stony Brook. So she does a lot, and I know her position has transformed in the last 30 years. I got to take a peek at her resume because my sister was updating hers and wanted to look at it. And I was like really impressed with all that my mother's done. And it's like, wow, like I want to have a 7-page resume one day.
That's like, really cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. I did find one little typo, though, which I texted her about. I was like, hey,
done.
You have a typo. And she goes, well, I don't need to submit my resume anywhere. I'm like, yeah, I guess you're right.
That's true.
Yeah.
What did you think you would be doing instead of higher ed?
I went into Geneseo as a French and education major. I came out with French and economics. So, you know, I don't know that I ever had an end game. I just did what I liked, and that was French, and it was economics. I thought maybe I'd be a teacher. I thought, I don't know. Because I love econ, but I didn't know what I wanted to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love French, and I thought I wanted to be a teacher. And then I was a camp counselor for like 6 years, and I was like, I think a summer is enough time with students. Like, I love kids, and I loved camp, but I don't know that I could do it full year.
Yep. That was my thinking as well. I went in wanting to be a physics teacher. So I was a physics major.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I don't want to teach. Like, I realized I did not have the patience to teach.
Yeah.
And I kind of like didn't really see myself doing anything else in that field. Like, because I don't know. Like, I liked physics. The concept of teaching was cool to me, but I was like, this isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
So I was taking like art classes because I also like art. Mm-hmm. And then I like switched up my major. If I could have done it, I would have ended up just being a graphic design major, but we didn't have a major. So I picked communication. Then somehow I learned about marketing. Then somehow I learned about social media marketing. Now I'm here.
Yeah.
So
magic.
Anything's possible.
Yeah.
In school.
Yeah, it really is. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And then senior year, I did FunFun, and I did our student giving for an internship, and then I was in fundraising in higher ed, and here I am.
Woohoo!
2 years later.
How fun.
Yeah.
And yes, you seem to enjoy it.
I really do enjoy it. I really do. Like I said earlier, I love working with my students, and that one girl that I was talking about, like, I love that I kind of had an influence on her experience.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Just because I had such a good time, and college is just such an exciting time overall, where you're really learning about yourself, but trying out so many different things. So to be a part of it, even in just some little fashion, it definitely means a lot to me. So I do like it.
That's nice.
Yeah. That's always nice, because at Geneseo alumni events, I tell people what I do, and they're like, oh, you're in the perfect profession. You're such a people person. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Do you work with students outside of Phonathon? Do you have other volunteers?
Not really. I see the seniors pretty frequently because they do their senior gift. So I know them through that. And then I chaperone some of the senior week trips, which is fun.
Oh, cool.
But it's primarily Phonathon. And I mean, we have student workers in the office, so they'll do some stuff for the annual fund, and I'll chat with them and get to know them that way. But it's really my Phonathon kids.
That's fun, though. How many do you work with?
This semester I had like 18 overall, and then I had some students who were away in the fall, and then some students who traveled abroad this semester. I have students going abroad next semester, so it kind of just varies on who's coming back.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's nice.
Yeah. It is cool.
That's fun. I have 3 student workers, and it's been nice to work with them.
Yeah.
But I'm losing all of them.
Oh, really? Are they all seniors?
2 are seniors, and 1 is studying abroad for the year. So I'll get him back eventually.
Yeah.
If he decides to come back to the U.S.
Yeah. Where's he going?
He's going to New Zealand and... there's another place. And if he hears this, he's going to be like, why didn't you remember? He's actually doing like 2 like semesters abroad. I put that in air quotes, but like he's staying abroad the whole time.
That's awesome.
And I cannot remember where he's going after New Zealand, somewhere in Europe.
Cool.
I lost 4 inaugural members of the Boulevard team to graduation.
Oh, that's sad.
And then I lost my student worker to study abroad. So I'm going to hire a new student worker, hopefully, and some more Boulevard team. So, yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, I don't have any seniors this year. Most of my students were sophomores, which is kind of cool. So I'll have them for another 2 years.
Nice.
But when that 2 years comes up, I'm going to lose like 7 or 8 kids. Which is a lot.
Yeah, I'm sad.
Yeah, it is sad. And it's exciting, though. They're already stressed. I'm like, just enjoy college. Like, life after college is fine, too. But just enjoy this now.
Yep, because, yeah. Enjoy it now.
That is true. That is very true.
Yeah, one of my, one of the students that just graduated, someone came up to her and asked her how high school was going. She was very distraught about that. And I said, hey, you know what? Enjoy that. Because one day you're going to wake up and people are going to look at you and say, you look really tired.
Yeah.
Listen, I keep getting mistook. So at Geneseo, at Skidmore, they have a different faculty staff lunch rate than they do for the students.
Mm-hmm.
And I pay just in cash. And so I just go up and ask like, oh, I'm paying for lunch, but I always have to awkwardly be like, and I work here. Like I have to like tell them like that I'm not a student, and it's really uncomfortable because I normally just say like, faculty lunch, please. And they're like, what? And I was like, I work here. I don't go here. Like it's, I'm sorry.
It used to be a problem for me, but not anymore.
And I've debated just like wearing my name tag to lunch just to pretend, like pretending I was coming from somewhere, but like, just so it's not like a weird conversation. It's
really uncomfortable. I'm in the very same boat. Last year for our faculty staff recognition for annual fund donors, we went around campus. It was St. Patrick's Day, and we delivered a little shamrock cookie and a balloon. And so we were delivering around campus, and I was with my coworker at the time, who was also around our age, and we were delivering these balloons, and people were like, oh, you guys are students? Or like, no. And they're like, oh, so you're interns? I'm like, no, I'm a full-time.
Nope, they pay me.
Yeah. Even this year, I was at an event in January. It was a senior event to kick off their last semester, and the Friars were there, and I was talking with one of them. He's like, oh, so how's like your second semester feeling? I'm like, I work here. He's like, oh, I thought you were a student. I'm like, nope, I've been here for about a year now.
Yeah.
But hey, I'll take it as a compliment. Yeah. Nothing wrong with it.
And it got really confusing because when I started, I look a lot like one of my student workers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we look a lot alike. And so people were confusing me for her. And, like, it got really uncomfortable very quickly with a lot of people. And I was like, nope, I work here. I don't, like, I'm not a student worker. Nope, like, I'm not an intern. Like, nope, this is my job. This is what I do.
Do you often get the question, hey, did you go to Skidmore?
Sometimes. Yeah. Not as much as I thought. Because normally the first question is, where are you from? So I say that I'm from Buffalo. And then people are immediately discount me for being a Skidmore student from that, which is odd to me.
Yeah.
But no, generally I don't get that. We do have a good handful, though, of Skidmore alums that end up working at Skidmore. Do you have a lot at Siena?
Yeah, and especially in alumni relations and fundraising, you typically, I don't want to say typically, but you do get a lot of alum coming back to work for those. So, and especially young alumni. So when I'm working my young alumni stuff, like, oh, like, when did you graduate from Siena? I'm like, well, I actually didn't graduate from Siena, but I'm like, but I applied and I really liked it. And my mother went to Siena. So I always say, which is true. I did not go to Siena because my mom went to Siena. And when I was a graduating high school student, I wanted to be different. So, mm-hmm. I did not choose Siena and I chose Geneseo, but that is probably the most common question I'm asked.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool. By donors or by people you work with?
At first I'd say people I work with, but donors, when we're at events and I'm just like talking to people, they're like, oh, so when did you graduate or where did you live on campus? And I have to be like, oh, well, I actually didn't go here, but
it's uncomfortable.
It was a little in the beginning, but now that I've been here for almost a year and a half, I mean, it'll never be the same experience that I've had as they have, the alumni I've had, but I still feel like I've picked up so much.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
And I think Geneseo and Siena are pretty similar in the sense that they both feel like really tight-knit communities.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, they're very similar.
Yeah, and so of course they're many different things. Like at Siena, students live on campus all 4 years, whereas at Geneseo, only had to really live on for 2 years. Siena has the Friars on campus. So of course there are differences, but it's never hindered my work or made it uncomfortable. It's just a little stepping stone that I had to cross.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Yeah. That's fun. Yeah. And it's fun to ask their experiences and learn.
Yeah. Or you should just pretend, like, have a running conversation about, like, this is the year. No, but then, like, of course you would, like, pretend that you went there and the person would be, like, the same year as you and be like, I don't recognize you. Like, that's weird. Or, like, we didn't offer that class or, like, that major doesn't exist.
Like, they'd be like, oh, what professor did you have? I'm like, good question.
Smith. I don't remember any of their names, actually. I never went to class. So.
Funny how that happened.
Well, I think that is all the time we have. For this
Yep.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And listeners, we appreciate you as well for listening to this episode with Cassie. Thank you, Cassie, for being on today. If you want to subscribe to us, we are on iTunes and Stitcher. We are also on the internet at higher-ed.social, or you can follow us on Twitter at @AGSPodcast. Shoot us a tweet, send us a review. We like both. If you want to be on the show, you can send us a tweet or contact us because we want to meet you and hear about your cool lives on campus. So thanks again, Cassie. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. My pleasure.
Ooh.
Hopefully see both of you soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Have a great week.